Let's catch up with the president of Michigan United Conservation Clubs, George Lindquist, one of our own here in the UP. And as I understand it, George, you're actually out on Lake Superior right now talking to us?
Yes, I am, actually. So did a little fishing this morning and came up empty. But as I tell people, your chances go to zero really fast if you're not out there. So I'm out there.
Well, I mean, at least you're out on Lake Superior. You know, there's a lot worse places to be, right?
Exactly. Yep. No, it's a beautiful day.
Well, great. Yep. I appreciate you carving a little time and letting us, you know, kind of interrupt your fishing there. And I want to talk about what's happening. You know, you're kind of got your finger on the pulse for a lot of things, including this last week's NRC meeting in July. And maybe you could kind of take a step back and talk about June's meeting versus July's meeting first, and then we'll get into specific topics.
Yeah. At the June meeting, of course, we only had four commissioners at the time, and that's how many it takes to have a quorum. There's normally seven for the Natural Resources Commission, but we only were down to four. And so if one of them were sick, well, then they wouldn't have a quorum to even be able to meet. But the good thing is the governor appointed three more people and filled those slots. In fact, the Senate is supposed to be voting on them today, whether to accept them or not, but they were full commissioners at the last meeting here in July, and I'm pretty happy with who we have there, too. We have J.R. Richardson is back, and so we have two commissioners from the UP again, which is something that, you know, everybody's been asking for. You know, I helped spearhead that with our UP Citizens Advisory Councils here to try to get that to happen, to have a minimum of two commissioners from the UP. You know, we need that representation. So I was a lot happier with the meeting they had a week ago because a lot of the commissioners asked questions early on. And to me, that's the way to do it, because when they ask questions early on, when it comes time for public comment, then the public can actually comment on what these questions or amendments or whatever they're happening to talk about there. So just makes it a lot more transparent and give people a chance to talk. And I didn't feel that way in June, because one of the commissioners came up with like seven amendments right at the end of the meeting, and there wasn't a chance for public comment on any of those amendments. And I've seen that happen before, and to me it's like, well, that's kind of a backwards way to do things if you're going to let people speak and be involved and be part of the process.
So tell me what happened, what transpired at the July meeting that you were happy with.
Well, initially, as far as the UP goes, the initial talk was to have the DNR proposal, Wildlife Division proposal, was have the entire UP open to antlerless take with archery. You know, a number of clubs, a number of people were concerned about that, and, you know, there's such a difference between the Lake Superior watershed here and, you know, southern UP as far as numbers of deer, and huge the differences in everything, you know, climate. Anyway, so by having that whole UP, that was a concern for a number of people. So Dave Nyberg, you know, one of our NRC members here, and he's actually the you know, acting chairman of the NRC, he made a proposal that the antlerless take for archery be set up by snowfall zone. So he'd worked with some biologists kind of looking at the situation there, and came up with the idea that, you know, not allow antlerless with archery in areas that have over 12 inches of snow for 100 days of the winter. You know, it's kind of like that's a line that they can draw. Normally, areas that get, you know, 12 inches of snow over that sort of length of time is deep snowfall areas. So I thought that was like, okay, that makes sense. That's science, you know. So I thought that was a good move. And then J.R. Richardson made another amendment later on about not allowing it in several DMUs, deer management units, in the western UP, which he is more familiar with since he lives in the Ontonagon area. So, you know, that made sense, too, because the deer numbers are down western UP, you know, that far west. So, you know, it's not perfect. There's other things they could have done, but they attempted to do something here that would help.
We're talking with George Lindquist, president of MUCC. And can I ask you this? I mean, it seems like at least it's sort of a step in the right direction from the standpoint of looking at our deer herd and harvest potentially by snowfall zone. I mean, I don't know if it's perfect the way they have it designed right now, but at least it, you know, there's a big difference between southern Marquette County and northern Marquette County, for instance. There's a big difference between Alger County and Delta County. So it seems like at least this is a step in the right direction to address that. I mean, obviously, migration complicates things in the wintertime, but I mean, am I off the point here? At least it's a starting point?
Exactly, and that's the way I see it, too. You know, I think it's like, well, this makes everybody look at it and look at the situation and not just, like, brush off the UP, well, we'll just do this. You know, so to me, I think that's a great step, and, you know, I'm sure, you know, there's people that are not going to be happy. But, it, you know, it's an attempt to protect some of the areas with fewer deer and have a tougher going to begin with. So, to me, I applaud that.
All right, George. Well, I'd like to continue with you later this hour and get into your concerns with the new deer regulations from your perspective as the president of MUCC. So, could we get a little more time from you later this hour?
We can do that. I appreciate it, Adam. Thank you.
Out on Lake Superior, George Lindquist, and we'll continue with him. So stay tuned to The Outdoor Show.